This is Bruce Edward Walker, Property Rights Network Communications Manager at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy and a freelance arts writer. Occasionally, I like to look at contemporary music and comment on whether the subject matter addressed in the artist's lyrics is factual or simply perpetuates falsehoods. Today, Joni Mitchell's latest album, Shine. I stand second to no one when it comes to admiring Mitchell's musical and lyrical prowess. From folky thrush to jazz poetess, she has amassed an enviable body of work since entering the public consciousness in the 1960s and helping to spark the singer-songwriter boom of the early 1970s. From there, she collaborated with the likes of Charles Mingus on a musical adaptation of T.S. Eliot's Four Quartets. She also borrowed Tom Scott, Larry Carlton, Jaco Pastorius, and Wayne Shorter from the jazz world to express her expanding artistry into realms that would require a separate essay to fully explicate. Shine is Mitchell's first album since she bitterly retired earlier this decade, declaring the music industry only interested in making money. Imagine that. Again, another essay could be written to refute such a naive prima donna stance. On her return to songwriting on Shine, Mitchell also returns to the favored themes of the singer-songwriters of the 1970s, worship of the earth and disparagement of business. The woman who gave us the trite Big Yellow Taxi back in the day actually presents the listener with a reprise for the new millennium that manages to out-Herod Herod.
Hey, farmer, put away your DDT. Give me spots on the apples, but leave me the birds and the bees. Please, don't always...
This take on DDT, irresponsible in its first go-round, is today utterly reprehensible as the ban on DDT is directly responsible for the deaths from malaria of tens of millions of people. Between 1930 and 1950, DDT reduced malaria deaths worldwide by 70%. After it was banned by the U.S. EPA in 1972 and the United Nations, death and illness rates exploded in the developing countries least able to cope with malaria. Some estimates claim that as many as 50 million malaria deaths resulted over the past several decades before DDT use resumed.
The big paradise put up a parking lot. Here come the toxic spills. Miners pumping all around. When this place looks like a moonscape, don't say I didn't warn you. Money, money, money. Money makes the trees come down. It makes mountains into molehills. Big money kicks the wide, wide world around.
Mitchell sets the tone for Shine on the album's second cut, This Place, where she warns that toxic spills and mining operations will render the California vistas a moonscape. This verse only tells half the story. Although money makes trees come down, it also prompts wise businessmen to plant more trees in their place. Mitchell is preaching from a pretty shaky pulpit, as the music and recording industry has used untold tons of petroleum for the creation of vinyl albums, cassette tapes, and CDs, as well as making possible the world tours that have afforded Mitchell a comfortable pop star lifestyle with a pretty above-average carbon footprint, an insular lifestyle, apparently, where artists are exempt from the standards they hold for businesses.
I feel like Geronimo used to be as trusting as coaches, but the white eyes lie. Shine on science with its tunnel vision, tunnel vision. Shine on fertile farmlands buried under subdivisions.
Perhaps the biggest philosophical muddle on Shine is the title track. Shine on science with its tunnel vision is a strange enough platitude, while shine on the Catholic Church and the prisons that it owns simply makes no sense at all. Shine on fertile farmland buried under subdivisions offers no alternatives as to where people might build homes in which to live, nor does it take into consideration the tremendous growth in crop yields from far less acreage that has occurred in the past several decades.
Every star's a sun deep sea, a destiny for making this earth our funeral pyre for the earth. How can we heal you? Cover you like a blight.
Throughout the CD, the themes that the presence of humans inherently desecrates an anthropomorphized holy earth and only animals possess the right to inhabit the planet resound. This silly point of view ignores decades of improved environmental practices and improved quality of life throughout the world because good business practices require it. Buy Shine for the music if you must, because Mitchell is nothing if not a masterful composer of jazz-tinged pop music. But pay no heed to the college freshman lyrics. For the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, I'm Bruce Edward Walker.